Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Mary Pruski with Save Our Buffalo Churches is on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line this morning. Yesterday was the deadline for local parishes to make millions of dollars in contributions to the Buffalo Diocese sex abuse settlement. Mary, what do you know this morning? Do you think that most parishes paid the money?
Good morning. I'm pretty sure some parishes did pay some money. I believe some were generous enough to pay maybe all they were allocated. I know there's many parishes that are still refusing to pay, or they're waiting to hear of a renegotiated amount because their previous assessment drew too much from their funds, bingo funds and things. So the diocese is stepping back to fix that, and their new amounts haven't been assigned yet. So I'll bet you, you know, maybe somewhere around half of the money that they expected may have come in. Others are waiting. And as you know, we've got a good number that just can't give anymore, and they'll give what they can. But they have not received everything that they wanted.
Well, what would be that deadline then? Because we're talking about some renegotiating. There are others hung up in the suit that's now going on right now. Yesterday was the deadline for parishes to pay. What is the new deadline, or when should we expect this to be resolved?
A good question. It clearly has turned into a soft deadline that they're working with some of the parishes. So there is nothing clearly mentioned. I know that Mr. Sukan had said yesterday that for the parishes that have not given all or some or none, are going to be called in for, his quote was, serious conversations, very serious conversations. So they're going to be doing more over the next few weeks, and that's a big concern, because what does that type of a statement mean for the parishes?
The diocese did release a statement late yesterday. Yeah. I want to read part of it to you and get your reaction to it. It said, "We are extremely grateful for the level of cooperation and support among our parishes in the diocese as we work toward fulfilling the terms of our agreement with the creditors committee." It goes on to say, "We're fully confident that we will be able to meet our obligations, allowing the diocese to soon emerge from Chapter 11 reorganization." What does that statement say to you?
They're putting a spin on making a bad situation sound as good as they possibly can. Being grateful for cooperation, I believe, as well as most in the diocese, most of it is coerced. They're putting pressure on the trustees. Some of the parishes have been stripped of any trustees, so therefore the safety on bank accounts was removed. The trustees that are left, if they don't follow what the diocese has put out as their mandate to do, they are dismissing the trustees even right as now. They are calling them in if they have refused to pay, and they will be spoken to, but we don't know what this serious conversation is. And even the priests have concerns that they will be taken away from their families, meaning parish families that they love, sent to other areas, that there could be other repercussions out there. So cooperation is not their definition of cooperation is certainly not what I define as cooperation. They are extorting money from these struggling parishes.
Would a lot of parishioners even know what their parish is set to donate, or is that number just kind of known amongst a few parishes that we've been talking about here?
Sure. I believe most parishes have been informed by their parochial vicar what they have been assessed with, either in their bulletin or an announcement during Mass. So they know what they've been assessed. Maybe they're going to be lucky enough to be reassessed and their amount lowered. There's some who just don't want to know about that and just want this to all go away. But for those of us who know that we're just hanging on to a tow line as tightly as we can, that's the part that's not fair, that they're taking so much money that we are getting swamped. And the lifeguard is in the beach house having a Pepsi and causing more harm by looking the other way. That's what's so heinous about the way they're going about taking this money.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We know, as Brian mentioned, the five parishes that are suing the diocese to stay open and block their payments. Now they have to wait till early August for a court hearing. Are you optimistic about that case? Do you wish maybe that more parishes signed on to it?
I am optimistic, and there is a fair group that is also organizing to come in even after this quote-unquote deadline, because not everything is in place yet. I am optimistic, and it's an interesting merge of this gray area between canon law and civil law. And the lawyers have recognized that the parishes that are currently in the stay have their suspended decrees, so their parish should be able to be allowed to thrive. And they're saying to the civil judge, look, the canon law judges are saying these parishes should be left alone. It's a violation of their canon laws, so their civil laws are being violated. So they should be allowed to give what they can, but not take so much that they'll be swamped and unable to survive. I think it's a credible argument. The lawyers are very happy with it. Our canon lawyer said that it's a good, strong argument. So we are going to proceed and pray for the best.
Is it confusing to you, even somebody who's been following this and you're up on all the canon law and you're talking to these people, how it intersects with, you know, the actual law? I mean, you can have a canon lawyer and somebody at the Vatican say, well, all right, this church should actually be giving this much and this parish this much. But at the end of the day, doesn't the diocese just have to answer to, hey, this is the amount of money you have to pay by this time. I don't care where it comes from.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Vatican is not going to say how much we should give. They just state in their laws it should be a moderate amount, a reasonable tax. So we're jumping up on the pedestal to say this is unreasonable, this is excessive. And this is where the civil law, that gray area where the two are nearly intersecting, we can say in a civil way, you are taking donations that are meant for the parish. So we have to pull in the aspects that are appropriate to the problem that they're causing. So civil law can help us with that because they can act quickly. The Vatican moves slower. It's kind of lumbering, but they are studying and they're going to make decisions not only on the benefit for the parish, but we pray it's going to benefit the whole diocese to calm the seas in a different way that, of course, civil law cannot reach into the religious domain.
Mary, what has all of this done to your faith?
Well, in some ways, it continues to challenge it every day, even hours during the day when I'm working with our parishes and people calling. It's challenging, but it brings out even more in myself to listen, to be charitable to the folks. Everybody has outcries and they feel like they're not being heard. So for me personally, it's turned into almost a ministry to support them, comfort them, and then give them something to hang on to that we are working to fight back. So that feels very special to me. It's a very good blessing. I never expected. But I'm in this for the long run, as well as the rest of the groups in our core, the folks in our core committee. We're in this to make sure we do our best to fight back. And it's a good and righteous battle. We just need to survive and then work together as a family. Right now, we've got people out in the ocean in the undertow, and no one is reaching out to help us except for us helping ourselves and hanging on to, of course, the Vatican and then anything civil law can do for us in the meantime. We're grasping at everything. We need a life preserver, a tow rope. We're going to work on that to hang on until final decisions are made.
Well, Mary, thanks as always for the time. Appreciate it. Mary Prusky joining us talking about the due date. That was yesterday for parishes to give that settlement money to the Diocese of Buffalo.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.